Okay, this is Eastern Sierra News, and this is Jesse Steele. We are going to have a little bit of a different news podcast today because we are covering this giant, massive fire that is called the airport incident. It is, as of now, what kind of facts I have are, it started southeast of the airport in Bishop, and it is a brush fire. They do not know at this time what caused it. It is still under investigation. There was a report that a fisherman saw people camping in the area of Buckley Ponds, and that was what I was told by a police officer where the fire seemed to have started. So I'm not saying it was the campers. I'm just saying that was what the report was. So that's what I've got at this point. It jumped on the river and burned its way all the way down. It has passed Collins Road at this point, which is the Wilkerson Road. So it's gone through Warm Springs, Collins Road. It is on the east side of the highway, between the highway and the White Mountains, basically. It is following the river, which makes sense because there's a lot of dry brush along there. And at this point, which it is 4:30 on the dot when I'm recording this, they are providing structure protection at the Caltech Observatory, which is the satellites, the big ears, as they're called, out behind Klondike by Big Pine. So the head of the fire, the part that is moving, is closing in on Caltech. So I was just there about 5 minutes ago, driving down 168, and it does not look like it's there yet, but they are trying to prepare for that because it's quite possible that it could get there. So they are providing protection for that. 5 minutes ago when I was driving down 168 towards Big Pine, I did see multiple police cars with their sirens blaring going down 168. So my guess is all forces ahead are going out to Caltech to try to protect the place. The wind is not helping. It is just blowing stuff down the road here. As of 4:30, there was no evacuations ordered yet. We will see what happens at that point. If something does happen, like in the Big Pine area, potentially even the Big Pine Res, maybe, because that's on the reservation, because that's on the side of where this would be. I hope not. So I do know there was counted 6 air attack vehicles and multiple big air attack tankers on their way from Sacramento. And the last I had heard, they actually are here. So they are now dropping massive amounts of water and fire retardant on the giant fire that is taking place right now between Big Pine and Bishop. So again, it started in Bishop by the airport, and the wind is just throwing it down the valley towards Big Pine right now. Okay, I just got a text from Christina. There are going to be evacuations of the east side of the Big Pine Indian Reservation. So that comes from Christina Bloom Justice, who is the PR head of PR relations and stuff for the Bishop Fire Department. So that is official. So everybody needs to see that. You can check the Sheriff's Office Facebook page for exact locations. So if you are on the reservation, on the east side of the reservation, you are going to need to evacuate now. I will get the information. I will post it on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm going to call the newscast right now with this. I will post more if it comes down to it, but if you want more information, the rest of the night, what I'll do is live stream on Instagram and Facebook. That way it gets out to more people easier. That way you don't have to download this, or I don't have to do the editing that it takes to make this podcast happen. So I'm going to post this right now, and from here on out, the rest of the night, I'll be going live on Facebook and Instagram with whatever news is happening as it's happening. But as of now, evacuations are into effect for the east side of the Big Pine Indian Reservation. So get on that, because this is it's a pretty big deal. And let's hope they can get out there and protect not only those houses, but also Caltech Observatory. So again, live streaming, Facebook and Instagram from here on out. This is Eastern Sierra Now.